kind of a preparatory service. You know, I think we don't take a lot of things seriously, but that's one thing we need to be taking. We need to be taking Christianity seriously anyway. Lord's Supper is a serious business. It's a serious opportunity. It's an awesome responsibility. It's a serious blessing and a blessed opportunity to remember the Lord Jesus Christ. So we'll be planning on doing that Sunday. And like I say, we're not so Baptist we can't change things around, amen? So we'll do the Sunday school, we'll do prayer time and a preparatory message, and then we'll talk a little bit about it again in Sunday morning service, and then we'll have the Lord's Supper, Lord willing. But I'm excited about it. And we practice what I guess they call it close communion here. Because we're not closed, you don't have to be a church member, but you need to be saved, amen? Not just anybody walking off streets and do this, because I'm going to tell you right now, if you're not saved, don't do it. Amen. If you are saved, get right with God before you do it. And we'll talk a little bit about that tonight. If you want to open your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. First Corinthians chapter 11 will begin in verse 17. Now in this that I declare unto you, I praise you not, that ye come together not for the better, but for the worse. For first of all, when ye come together in the church, I hear that there be divisions among you, and I partly believe it. For there must be also heresies among you, that they which are approved may be made manifest among them. When you come together, therefore, into one place, this is not to eat the Lord's Supper. For in eating, everyone taketh before other his own supper, and one is hungry and another is drunken. What, have you not houses to eat and to drink in? Or despise ye the church of God, and shame them that have not? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you in this? I praise you not. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do shew the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when ye come together to eat, tarry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that he come not together into condemnation. And the rest will I set in order when I come. So a couple things I want to notice about these verses, about this passage. And the first thing, he said to do it in remembrance of him. He didn't say to do this because it turns into Jesus Christ. That's religious, that's hokey pokey, that's baloney. It's wicked is what it is. It's pretending you're eating flesh and drinking blood, which is against the Old Testament law, and you have a bunch of people that set up an Old Testament system of worship, and then they do things against the Old Testament law. It makes no sense. The devil's all over that. We do it to remember him. First of all, I don't want anybody kissing my ring. This is the only one I got. My wife gave it to me a long time ago, and I've seen some pretty slick people, you know, especially if you're in the big city. Ring could disappear. I'm not going to do anything magical, mystical, and we're not going to turn anything into Jesus Christ. We're going to remember what he did. We're going to remember his broken body, and we're going to remember his shed blood. And that's what it is. It is something spiritual, but it's nothing to do with the actual liquid and the cracker. It's all about what he done. It's a representation of the broken body and the shed blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But I want to notice in verse 17, it says, "Now in this that I declare unto you, I praise you not, that you come together not for the better, but for the worse." So they were assembling, they were coming together, but they weren't coming together for the right reasons. And that goes on all over the place. I mean, there are systems of worship set up that are just for the wrong reasons. And then there are times that Bible believers that can rightly divide, that love the Lord, that want to do right most of the time, we can come together for the wrong reasons. And we can be doing things for the wrong reasons. But they were coming together, they just assembled for the wrong purpose. They were carnal. In 18 through 22, you can see they come together, and it was talking about them being hungry. They were eating, and they were drunken together, even. It talks about it was about self and not about the Savior. And you say, well, he talks about eating and drinking unworthily, and he's talking about dead, or people are dead in their trespasses and sin, talking about lost folks, but he's not, because he's talking to the church at Corinth, and he's talking about those among us that are sickly, and many sleep because they didn't take this seriously. So I thought it would be good to look at this on Wednesday night and address it again on Sunday morning, because this is serious business. What Jesus Christ did on Calvary was serious. Our salvation is serious. We are geared to not take things seriously. A lot of times the world's just set up, it's foolishness. And I know I joke around. I like to joke around probably too much, and we all joke around, and there's nothing wrong with that. But there are some things you should not be joking around about, and should not be taken lightly, and the Lord's Supper is one of them. They were coming together for the wrong reasons. They were carnal. It was all about self and not about the Savior. And in verse number 22, it says, "What, have ye not houses to eat and to drink in? Or despise ye the church of God and shame them that have not? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you in this? I praise you not." They were chastened. First of all, Paul admonishes them. And then if you look down in 30 through 32, it says, "For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world." The Lord will chasten you if you don't take it seriously. And my job is to tell you that. My job is to be serious about it when I get here, and to tell you to prepare yourself. I don't want to do this thing. I don't want to come in here on Sunday morning and say, "Hey, we're going to sing three songs, and we're going to take the Lord's Supper." That gives you no chance to prepare. That gives you no chance to say, "Hey, you know, I've got some things I might need to get right." It gives you no chance to say, "Lord, show me where I'm wrong." I guarantee you he'll show you something, because none of us are... We're not there yet. He'll show you something, but there's probably something you know you're not right on. Amen? I mean, you're a Baptist, right? So there's something you know you're not right on, you're just struggling with. There's a sin that so easily could beset you, and maybe there's something you've been struggling with, somebody you're having an issue with, and you need to get that thing right between you and the Lord, because he'll chasten you. And I'm saying, if we go into the Lord's Supper not really, really, really thinking about and being thankful for and realizing what Jesus Christ has done for us, we're taking it unworthily. It's not just about whether you're lost or saved. It's where you're at in the will of God. So they were coming together, but they were coming together for the wrong reason. They were carnal because it was all about self, and not about the Savior. And they were chastened because they weren't taking it seriously. So if we can look at a couple verses here and see the conclusion of why we're going through this passage, and we'll conclude with this for this portion of the service tonight. In verse 28 says, "But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat that bread and drink of that cup." You examine yourself because of verse 31. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. So we prayerfully ask the Lord to expose whatever's wrong in our lives to us. And if we judge ourselves guilty, convicted, guilty, and get it right, get it under the blood of Christ, then we don't have to worry about any consequences. it's taking the Lord's Supper out of God's will. And I think that's something we should take very, very, very seriously. Now, I mean, sometimes if we have a Sunday morning and Sunday evening service, we might come in here and preach Sunday morning on this and Sunday evening have that, but since we're going to do the afternoon, I wanted to talk about it on Wednesday to give you all a fair shot to just get along with God and ask Him to help you take this seriously. This is a very, very serious and solemn occasion. I take this very, very seriously as a pastor. And I've been in churches that did, and I've been in churches that didn't. I knew a fellow over in Illinois, and he was a good man, loved the Lord, and a good friend of mine, and he would go around to the nursing homes and stuff and have communion with folks. But a lot of the folks he was having communion with were lost and on their way to hell. They were just going through a ritual because that's what their church did. And that's the reason I say we have what they call close communion. It's not closed, and it's not open. It's not just open to anybody. You need to be saved. And it's anybody, you don't have to be a member of Gateway Baptist Church. You have to be a member of the body of Christ. But as a member of the body of Christ, God lays out this template here and says, look, this is what they were doing wrong, and this is where they could have got right, and this is where I want you to be right. So examine yourself. Examine yourself and see if you're taking what the Lord Jesus Christ did for you seriously. His broken body and His shed blood. So you don't come in here and just do it half-heartedly or foolishly and not think about it. Open your Bible or turn it over to Isaiah 53 if you would. Isaiah 53. We'll let the Word of God paint a picture in our hearts and our minds tonight. And we'll pray before we read through these verses. Father, we do love You, and we come to You again asking You to help us. Lord, we are needy. Lord, we're clay in Your hands. Lord, help us. Help us to see the gravity of the situation. We take the Lord's Supper, Lord. We remember the body that was broken for us. The blood that was shed for us, God's blood. What You went through leading up to that time, the ridicule and the shame, the harassment, the punishment, ours that You took upon You. Lord, help us to see that as we read through these verses tonight, and help us to not take it lightly, tonight or any time. Lord, bless Your word as we read through the passage of Isaiah 53 tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shears is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. The transgression of my people was he stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was there any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong. Because he hath poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgression. So there's our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and what he went through on Calvary. And what I'd like to ask you to do is commit as a church to read through this once a day between now and Sunday, Isaiah 53. And maybe pray about it, maybe find some other parts about in the Bible about the crucifixion to read about as the Lord leads you. But I would ask you to commit to reading through Isaiah 53 once a day between now and then. And we will wrap up the evening service here. This part of it, and then we'll have our prayer meeting. But God himself stepped down into this world in the form of man and walked to Calvary and was beaten and ridiculed and mocked and hung on that cross, and his body was broken and all of his blood was shed for your sins and mine, for our transgressions. And we'll remember that between now and Sunday morning, and we'll remember it in a ceremonial service, a service of remembrance. Remember it Sunday, amen? And I'm glad we have a Bible to remind us and to warn us and to get us back on track, that Holy Spirit and the words of Spirit. And I'm looking forward to a good Remembrance Sunday. But as your pastor, I'm asking you, please take this very seriously. I don't care what anybody else is doing in their church or what any other denomination believes or any other belief system does. We're saved by the grace of God through the blood of Jesus Christ. We're not going to lose our salvation because of any ceremony. We're not going to gain anything as far as eternal security or anything like that. But there's a clear and stern warning in 1 Corinthians 11 about being serious about the Lord's Supper. And I'm glad he was serious when he went to Calvary. I want to be serious about, you know, the sad part is we have a service like this because we're men and women. We are knuckleheads. We really are. We need to be reminded. And it's sad because we ought to remember every day what Jesus Christ has done for us. And I wish and I hope and I know one day he's going to fix us forever. But I wish we could just be sinless. Not just in his sight because of the righteousness of Christ, but we could actually just be right with God all the time. But since we're not, he give us a church family, a Bible, the Holy Spirit, and clear instruction. So praise God for that. If you would, like I say, read through Isaiah 53 once, you know, and read it together as a couple if you're married. Read it together and get together and read it with somebody else. But just remember for the next few days leading up to Sunday what Jesus Christ actually went through for us. Make you want to love him more, right? Want to be more obedient.